Hey everyone, and welcome to the Motion Church Weekly Podcast, where we examine what our church is learning each week and share some practical ways you can put your faith into action. For more information on Motion Church, head to our website at motionchurch.life. We thank you for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy this episode. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Motion Church Weekly Podcast. We are super excited to be with you this week looking at our next core value, and that is on accountability. Oh boy, good old accountability. That's one of the scary words in this world nowadays. Not many people like to be held accountable.
Nope. Not at all.
Man, and when I look back on my life and the times when I was probably the closest to Christ in my walk, it was when I had two or three close friends that held me accountable.
Yeah,
I shared a story with our group this past Sunday of when I was in high school. I had started to become a super negative person. Everything I looked at, I was just negative. Everything that was happening in my life, whether it was good or bad, I just had a negative view on it. And so I was a very unpleasant person to hang out with. And I had one good friend who took me aside one day at school during lunch. He pulled me aside and basically laid into me about being so negative. And his two main things were, first of all, that I was not representing Christ the way I should be. And secondly, he told me, he said, I don't really want to hang out with you because you are just extremely unpleasant to be around.
Wow.
Because of your negativity. And that was a pivotal moment in my life where I had a decision to make. Was I going to seek more of this kind of accountability that was calling me out, or was I going to disregard this? And I'm thankful, more than thankful, to that friend. He is still one of my closest friends today, that he called me out on that. And that is probably the biggest accountability change story that I can think of in my life. And the reason I think we shy away from accountability, a lot of people, is because it gets uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea of it sounds good to people. We understand that, yeah, we need other people to help us, you know, stay on track with our walk with Christ. And that sounds great, but we don't want to let people in. And that goes back to what we talked about last episode on authenticity.
Yeah.
If we're not authentic, then we're not going to have true accountability.
That's right. It's
and
true.
And that's what we're afraid of. That's what gets uncomfortable. But if we can push through those uncomfortable, push through those awkward moments, that's when we're really going to see growth in ourselves, in our walk with Christ. And we're going to start to live that life that God wants for us to live. And then John 10:10, one of my favorite verses, says Jesus said that he came to so that we could have life, and life abundantly, life to the full.
There you go.
And we can't experience that full life without living in accountability. And so our focus verse for this week, our main key scripture for the week, was from Romans chapter 15 and verse 14. The Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Rome, and he said, "I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another." What an amazing verse on accountability. And so Shannon, it's great to have you with us today. Let's have you walk us through kind of what we talked about on Sunday.
You know, going into this message, this discussion on accountability, there was a lot of different passages I was looking at, and I just kept coming back to this one, and it's because of that word instruct. There, where he says, filled with all knowledge and able to instruct one another, that means admonish. Yeah. I mean, it basically means to hold each other accountable. This verse is one of the main backbone verses on biblical counseling. Yeah. it represents that all believers are able to counsel one another. And that's the whole idea of biblical counseling, is accountability. And I think part of the problems with accountability is in our culture, you know, we like to highlight those that can stand on their own, the strong, the mighty, you know, the confident, and all of this. And we take a negative approach to accountability. When really accountability, especially biblical accountability, is a positive, because it's all about making you better and more Christ-like. Mm-hmm. Like you said in John 10:10, having that life and life abundantly.
Right.
And, you know, I've got my own great multiple stories of accountability. But one I always loved was when I was in graphic design school, we had a course that it was like a crash course in drawing and color theory and all of these things. And each week we had some type of drawing assignment that we had to do. And so you would get the assignment, go home, draw the picture, the still life, whatever it is we had to do. And then the first thing you did when you came into class is put it up on the board for number one, the whole class to see. But then the instructor would come in and he would walk by each one. And sometimes, I mean, he'd be laughing the whole entire time as he's looking at them. And then he would go by one, and I mean, just tear them apart.
Wow.
But he would do it constructively. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it'd be kind of harsh. But his whole point was, if you were going to go to an ad agency, you may have a client that you got an hour to prepare for them, and you got to prepare something good. You can't just slack your way through. You got to know your stuff.
Right.
And, you know, he wasn't there to coddle us. He wanted us to get good at what we were doing. And if you were able to let the criticism part kind of slide off your back and take the constructive part and apply it, man, I grew tremendously in that class because of that accountability he had. I kind of chuckled because our class started with 30 students, and I think we ended with 10 of us.
Oh, wow.
But it was that straight, bold accountability that got those of us that stayed in it that much better. And that's what this verse is talking about. So we talked about the importance of accountability and how we need to be, as I mentioned, the authentic with each other, being open with each other. And I shared with our group how James talks about confessing your sins one to another. Mm-hmm. And how actually liberating that is.
Yeah.
Because most of us, what do? If you were to go into any typical church, especially here in America, most people, you'd say, hey, how you doing? They're like, fine. And they're totally torn up inside. Everybody puts on that church mask. You know, everybody's all happy and hunky-dory now. But then we go out into the world and our life is horrible. Because you're worried about what others are going to think.
Yeah.
And so think about the stress that just builds up.
Oh, yeah.
But if you've got a body of believers that are practicing true biblical accountability, you're confessing your sins one to another, you're seeking to help each other get stronger and more mature in their faith, everything's out there.
Yeah.
You don't have the stress of, what is so-and-so going to think about me? They already know.
Mm-hmm.
They've been praying for me and they've been counseling me. And it's actually... Right. Having accountability is really liberating in your faith. Mm-hmm. And when a church is open and accountable with each other, man, the people in the church grow by leaps and bounds. And that basically boiled down to two real strong key points that I wanted us to get for accountability, especially with Motion Church. And the first one being accountability, it's a requirement in the church. If you have a church that's not practicing church discipline or accountability, and I'm not talking about where the pastor dictates what everybody can do. I'm talking about what we said, that instruction, that admonition, that counseling, that building each other up. it's a requirement. And sadly, too many churches aren't willing to approach sin and handle sin in a biblical manner. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to do it. We have to hold ourselves to the accountability, and we need to hold others accountable for their actions. But it's got to be fueled by grace and reconciliation, though. The point of accountability isn't to point out how horrible somebody is, to point out where they need to change and then help them get there. Because when we're all doing that with each other, man, we're going to be much stronger and better witnesses of Christ. So accountability, it's a requirement in the church. And then the second key point I had about this topic is church members are fully equipped to keep each other accountable. And that's the cool thing. It's not just the pastor or the elders that are to keep everybody accountable. It's everybody keeping everybody else accountable. That's what's great. Paul tells the whole church there in Rome that he is totally confident in them because they're full of goodness and filled with all knowledge. And because of that, they're able to hold each other accountable. It's not just a one person job. It's everybody.
Right.
And it's part of that. Paul writes to the Philippians, looking to the needs of others, writing to the Ephesians about sharing the truth in love, every joint playing its role. Well, you do that by accountability. And if you're a spirit-filled believer, you've got everything you need to hold others accountable. And that's what's awesome.
Yeah. We shared with our group how we do have everything that we need to hold each other accountable. It's right there in God's word for us. A lot of times this came up with us. Many times we have the feelings or the thoughts where, I don't think I'm spiritually in a place where I can hold this person accountable. And while that, you know, might be somewhat true, if we have this mutual accountability with each other, we're, like you said, it's going to be so freeing. We're just going to be so open with each other. And it's not as uncomfortable. It's not as scary because we know each other and we love each other. And so this was a really great topic for this week. And so as we kind of wrap things up here, I wanted to give you a couple things to think about, those of you that are listening, for this week, just practical things that you can do. And while we're talking about accountability and keeping each other accountable, we know it's important to keep other people accountable, but probably the most important thing is to be open to accountability yourself. And so you need to search out somebody or some people to keep you accountable. And if you're plugged into a church that is teaching the Bible, that is helping you grow in your faith, there should be people around you that you can invite into sharing their life with you and keeping you accountable and you keeping them accountable. The only way that we're going to grow is through accountability. And so we've got to seek those people out. And then the second thing that we want you to think about is that, man, we got to pray that God would continue to strengthen us as we grow in our walk with him. But we need to pray and ask him to help us have the right attitude when it comes to accountability. Prayer goes a long way. We're really talking about prayer a lot with Motion Church this year. For Shannon, myself, we want to grow in that area. And so we just are asking God to do great things in our life. And so we want to thank you for listening to this week's episode. And we're looking forward to the coming weeks as we are continuing our series on our core values. And Shannon, thanks for joining us, man. It's been great.
Yeah, this is awesome.
All right, everybody. Have a great week. We love you.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Motion Church Weekly. As always, head over to our website at motionchurch.life or follow us on social media to keep up with the latest from Motion Church. We hope you have a great week.